A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 4th, 2021. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today we are discussing COVID-19 related issues with the Minister of Health saying as of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 36,179 confirmed cases, including 33,392 recoveries and 1,478 deaths, while 27,970 frontline workers have been vaccinated so far.
31 new cases and 6 deaths and 2,893 vaccination of the Sinopharm vaccine by yesterday, according to the Minister of Health figures released yesterday.
And Vice President Constantino Chiwenga today encouraged Zimbabweans to take the vaccine jab when the opportunity presented, saying the mistrust is a function of misconceptions and mistaken belief. He has not encountered any side effects after taking the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine.
VP Chiwenga, who is also the Minister of Health and Child Care, was the first Zimbabwean, including his deputy, Mr. Mangwiro, to receive a jab of the vaccine locally 2 weeks ago when the government began the first phase.
And speaking to journalists at his Kakuvi offices this morning, VP Chiwenga said he's feeling okay and 100% fit, and that there's nothing wrong with the vaccine, as it is supposed to save lives.
And as Zimbabwe aims to vaccinate 10 million of its population, which represent 60% of the country's population, and health officials say they aim to achieve herd immunity to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus. What are your views on the issue?
Yes, and Marv will also discuss the issues surrounding Vice President Kembo Mohati's recent resignation Monday after sexual misconduct allegations and the impact.
Yes, and we've seen a lot of women's organizations coming up with actually a hashtag to say that they would like a woman vice president, and they are hoping that they can influence President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is the final voice, in who he should pick for the VP position.
Yes, so we are expecting our experts here, women's organizations, and we also have the education specialist as we are talking about the schools opening with the examination classes on the 15th of March and the rest on the 22nd with the teachers expected to report for duty earlier. All this after the easing down of lockdown regulations.
Yes, sir, and I think we have a video coming up by Anita Powell just explaining about the vaccine situation in South Africa before we delve into other issues.
Yes, whilst you are waiting for that video, kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma manje. Lamhlanje ke kuhlelo lwethu olwe live talk, sicubungula indaba esijiyeneyo. Olokuqala kungolomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sikhangela ukuthi elizweni ugatsha olubona ngezempila kahle luthi izolo nje abantu asebahlaselwa ligcikwane le-COVID-19 selokhu laqhamukayo selifika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane i-36,179 njalo sokubhubhe abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa sikhuluma nge-1,478. Njalo kuhlelo lolo olusaqhubeka olokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 sokuhlatshwe abangamachumi amathathu enkulungwane i-27,970 labo phela yilabo okuthiwa ngama-frontline workers okuthiwa umsebenzi wabo ubalulekile ngoba hayi ayikho imisebenzi engabalulekanga kodwa bangalithola igcikwane le-COVID-19 lula ngenxa yomsebenzi wabo. Sikhuluma ngalabo ke abasebenza kwezempila kahle lokunye leminye nje imisebenzi eminingi nengi yibo ke asebehlatshiwe. Sibonile njalo lamhla umsekeli kaMongameli uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga sithi yena ekhuthaza abantu ukuthi behlabe ijekiseni le ngoba isebenza kakhulu ukuthi ihlenge impilo zabantu. Uthi yena wayihlaba leli jekiseni njalo uzizwa eqinile engalahlupho. Okuthi ukuthi laba abantu bengazuza ithuba leli kungaqeda ukuhlaba bezempila kahle sokuhlaba abantu. Labo bethathe leli thuba ngoba bakhona bathi abathandabuzayo ukuthi kambe ijekiseni le yasebenza. Kambe kuzayenzakalani? Sikhuluma phela ngayo iSinopharm injection le yavela kwele China. Sizakhuluma njalo ngokuphathelane lo kuthiya umsebenzi kuka owayengumsekeli kaMongameli uMnumzana Kembo Mohati ukuthi ethiya nge ngokuresigna na yena ke okwaba le nkulumo yokuthi wayesemacansini labesifazana abehlukeneyo emahofisini njalo abesifazana abaningi bathi hayi lokhu kwakungalunganga ngoba yena wayesesikhundleni esekuthi yena ulamandla ngakho abasifazana laba babezizwa bephoqekile ukuthi bayelaye emacansini. Sizakhayela njalo lokuvulwa kwezikolo sokulungiselelwa kathesi mhla ka-15 kuyona le inyanga labanye njalo abazahamba mhla ka-22. Kambe kozala nkomoni sibona phela ukuthi ezinye izikolo zilamanzi kule gcikwane le-COVID-19 okumele lenqatshelwe. Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukwengezelelwa imali bazavuma yini ukuya esikolo njengoba sesihlesezwa abanye besithi abayi. Yebo ke siyabeke silayo olwela amalungelo ababalisi ozasizakhuluma laye labanye nje abachiyeneyo sicubungu la lolu daba. And I understand we have our first guest. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself, whom am I talking to?
Oh, yes, you're speaking to Melissa Chingwanangwana.
Yes,
sorry.
Okay, you can go ahead and raise your voice a bit. Yes, introduce yourself and your organization.
I'm Melissa Chingwanangwana. I'm with ARTU, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you. We are excited to have you in our show. And today as well, looking at a variety of issues affecting women and children. And we have heard that the schools will be opening with the examination classes opening on the 15th of March and the rest on the 22nd. And that teachers are supposed to report for duty earlier. Right. What are your views on this?
Okay, firstly, opening of schools at this point is a positive idea, it's a positive move, but it can only be beneficial if certain issues are looked into first. There are issues such as teacher salaries that need urgent attention. As we speak, teachers cannot even afford to support themselves. They don't afford the basic needs. So it will be unfair to ask them to report for duty earlier because they honestly do not have the money to even travel to their workplaces.
Yes, and right, what about the issues pertaining to COVID-19? We have heard that some schools hardly have any water to use. And the issue of sanitizers and stuff, last time this wasn't adequate. What do you have so far?
Okay, looking at the issue of PPEs, last year schools were opened without proper planning. Unions were not consulted on how to properly open schools. So students were just forced to go back to school, and we heard some reports from different schools. Some schools recorded very high cases of COVID-19 outbreaks. So the issue of PPEs is very important at this point, especially in rural schools, where some schools can't even afford to buy even the cheapest of PPEs, such as sanitizers and masks. So it's very important at this point for the government to, first of all, look at that and make sure that every school, especially the most disadvantaged rural schools.
Yes, and recently we spoke to the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, which is saying that they think it's a good idea to open schools because most children, especially in the rural areas, cannot access online learning services. So is this not a good idea? What should be done then?
Online lessons are a good idea, but they are also a disadvantage to rural learners because they don't have access to the equipment that is used for online lessons. So if the government can chip in and try to avail the necessary equipment for learners in rural areas to access online lessons is just like their urban counterparts.
So what is your stance on returning to schools? Like I've said, the ZIMTA Association said they'll be going back to school, but at the same time pushing for better salaries. Is your organization reporting for duty on the date listed?
We are not reporting for duty. Even if we wanted to report for duty, it's almost impossible. Looking at the money that we're getting, our salaries are not enough. So we are not reporting for duty because we are unable to. We are incapacitated.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Before we go on, let's... marvelous. You can hear what Ms. Chingwanangwana is saying here. You can go ahead.
Aiwa, tinotenda kuna muzvare Chingwanangwana. Handizoti vachiripo here timbovafunza kuti.
Yes, yes, you can go ahead.
Muzvare muri kutarisa sei zviri kuitika muzvikoro pachavhurwa zvikoro tiona kuti tiri kunzwa kuti makuzofanira kunge muchidzokera. Kune zvikwanisiro zvakakwana here?
Zvinhu zvatinoda zvekushandisa kuti tidzivirire kuti tisabate COVID-19 hazvipo muzvikoro, kunyanya zvikoro zviri kumaruva. Vana havana vabereki, havana mari dzekutenga zvinhu zvakaita semamaski, semasanitizer, zvikoro hazvina mari. Saka kuti titi tinovhura zvikoro, tine chido asi zvinhu zvacho zvinodiwa hazviko. Government haisati yanyatso haina kugara pasi ikataura nemaunion kuti toonesana kuti tingabatsirike sei kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe.
Saka dai hurumende yanga yakateerera pari zvino, maiti chii? Imi kunyange sekutaura kwamuri kuita, muchadzokera here kuzvikoro tichitarira kuti panguva ino vanhu vari pasi pedenda iroro recovid-19?
Isu chatinoda kunyanya ndechekuti hurumende igare pasi nemaunion, tionesane kuti tingaite sei. Tese tinoda kuti vana vadzokere kuchikoro, asi tinoda kuti izvezvi hurumende igare pasi nemaunion toonesana kuti chinodiwa chii, vana vangadzokere sei kuchikoro. Izvezvi hurumende hainambogara pasi nemaunion, havasati vatarisa vaongorora kuti maticha ari kuda mari. Tikatarisa kuti gore rapera vana zvikoro zvakavhurwa, asi hurumende hainambogara pasi ikataurirana nematicha kuti toita sei. Maticha akagara kumba, havana kuenda kubasa, vakaramwa basa, havana kuenda kubasa. Saka zvaakuitika zvekare. Saka kuti zvisaitike zvakaitika gore rapera, hurumende ngaigare pasi nemaunion tionesane kuti tozvifambisa sei.
Yabo ke kuyazwakala. Singezwa ke ngolimi lesiNdebele khonapha. Ungasitshela isifinqo sakho konke lokho ebesikhuluma ngakho, ukuthi siyabona ukuthi izikolo ziyavulwa, lizabuyela yini izikolo, kuyini okuhluphayo, lakho konke nje besikukhuluma ngakubeka ngolimi lwesiNtu.
Okay. Thina sikukhalelayo ukuthi uhulumende ahlale phansi namayunini, abonisane namaunion ukuthi singancedakala njani, ngoba ngomnyaka odlulileyo izikolo zavula uhulumente engahlalanga phansi lababalisi, singakhulumanga ukuthi ababalisi babevele bekhalela imali, ukuthi imali esiyihola yincane, nokuthi sibuyele emsebenzini kungela zinto ezenelisayo njengama-PPEs ukuthi sivikeleke lathi ukuthi singatholi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. sikhalela ukuthi uhulumeni asike lathi izitharazweni zethu ahlale lathi phansi esizwe ukuthi sifunani kahle kahle singakabuyeli emsebenzini.
Yes, but we also, as you are aware, that the highest percentage of the failure rate in the recently released grade 7 results was from the rural areas, especially the Mouth South region where you are. What impact do you think this will have on the learners if the teachers are not returning to school?
It's unfortunate. We as teachers also want our children to do well, but there are a number of factors that need to be considered for everything to function smoothly. So it's unfortunate that the pass rate was very low in Mouth South, but we are hoping that this will also motivate the government to hear our concerns and try to not repeat the same mistake that happened last year, because most of these kids who did not do well in the examination missed out on online lessons. And they also missed out on school because teachers were not there, because they were not getting enough salaries. So we just wish that the government would look at that and look at how all this is connecting and have the welfare of the child at heart.
Yes, speaking of the welfare of the child at heart, we heard Education Minister Kane Matema saying that the government will improve the online learning materials and access for children in the rural areas. So don't you have the faith in government that that will be done? And we have seen the salary negotiations too taking place. And we've heard Minister Mthuli Ncube also saying schools without water will not be opened recently until the issue is resolved. So what can you say about the government efforts?
As we speak, we have not seen any efforts being made. Maybe they have been made verbally, but on the ground, as we speak, we have schools that we have rural children who have never had access to online lessons. So maybe efforts are being made, but there are some who are still lagging behind in terms of accessing what the government is saying that they're offering.
Yes, and before we go to our next guest, ungasifinqela njalo ngesindebele konke besikuxoxa ukuthi njoba lingabuyeli nje esikolo abantwana ke ikakhulu abemandebeleni khona ngapho abanganelisi ezifundweni abekuthiwa behluleka nje ukubala umutsho owodwa kuthiwa they can't read. Kuzayenzani lokhu njalo lithini ngemizamo kahulumente athi uyayenza ukulungisa udaba lweholo, udaba lwamanzi ezikolo lokuthi abantwana befinyelele ukufunda ngenhlelo zebulenjini?
Thina sikhalela ukuthi umntwana osemaphandleni laye akaqakathekiswe, ukhangelisise ukuthi njengoba abantwana laba bengenzanga kuhle, yini okungenziwa ukuthi labo bona bengasaleli kakhulu. Uhulumende laye ebona indlela zokuthi ama-online lessons lawo abantwana besemaphandleni lawo bayathola uncedo, ukuthi i-pass rate le ewuleyo ingabe lokhu iqhubekisiwa. So sikhalele ukuthi hhayi uhulumende akhangele wonke okunjengeholo lababalisi, zonke izinto nje ezidingakalayo ukuthi umntwana afunde apase laye. So sikhalele ukuthi uhulumende akukhangelisise ukuthi hhayi ukuthi umntwana azafunde umbalisi kumele ebuye la ehole imali eyenelisayo, ukuthi umntwana afunde kumele kube lalokhu nalokhuya.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Isibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe. Ubambe khonapha ecingweni ungayikhatshana. Silomunye njalo umhlonitsha wethu osecingweni, Marvelous.
Aiwa, kune avo vari pachirongwa chedu, nhasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai tine gango tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yedenda recovid-19 uyezve panyaya yenhomba yesinopharm iyo iri kubayiwa vanhu pari zvino. Taona nhasi mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vavp Constantino Chiwenga vachitaura ivo kumahofisi avo kuti ivo pari zvino mushure mekunge vabayiwa nhomba iyi ndo vakaita vokutanga kutora nhomba iyi, vati ivo vari kunyatsonzwa vakagwinya uyezve vari kuti ivo vanhu havafanira kunge vari kuteerera zviri kutaurwa nyanya padande mutande panyaya yenhomba idzodzi. Vakataura ivo kuti ivo sehurumende vari kutarisira kuti vange vakabaya vanhu vakawanda chaizvo kuti vawane 60%, vari kuti 10 million yevanhu vachabayiwa nhomba iyoyi yeCOVID-19 kuitira kuti pawanikwe iyo yavanoti herd immunity, kuitira kuti kana munhu akazobatwa neCOVID-19 haizowanikwa ichitora upenyu hwake kana ichiuya ine ukasha. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yanga iri kunetsa mazuva apfuura iwayaya, takaona kuti iro vhiki rino parakatanga mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika vaKembo Mohadi takavaona vachisiya basa pamusoro penyaya yeupombwe. Saka vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti ndianiko achatora basa iri rasiwa navaMohadi. Tinoziva kuti tichitarisa isu vaEmerson Mnangagwa mutungamiri wenyika ndo vane mvumo pari zvino yekunge vari kudoma iye achava mutevedzeri wavo, asi tiri kunzwa kuti tine munyarikani wekutanga Nyari Mashayamombe ari pano wesangano reTege Life uyezve vane yavo nepenyuro yavanoita vari kuZimbabwe Identities Media. Regai tivachingamidze pachirongwa vatiudzewo kuti ivo vari kuona sei nyaya iyi yavaMohadi. Alo, muzvare Mashayamombe.
Hello, Mave. Hello, this is EJ. Hello, Zimbabwe.
Nasi mine, ndinasi sista.
Hashtag female DT.
Okay, ya, matimi mune hashtag ya makatanga. Mungatitsanangurira kuti ihashtag yei uyezve muri kuona sei zvakaitika izvi kuna vaKembo Mohadi.
Mazvita yenyu siti mave. Isusu semadzimai emuZimbabwe tiri kuti hashtag team of EP tichingotaura izvokutizvoni nguva yakwana yekuti tichivawo nemutevedzeri mutungamiri wenyika wechidzimai. Saka tiri kuti chinzvimbo chasiyiwa ichina vaMohadi sekutsanangura kwamaita nenyaya yeupombwe. Nekupatirira madzimai ndo zviri kutaurwa zvisati zvaferefetwa. Zviri kutaurwa zvichinzi pachinguta iti zviri kunzi alleged kuti vaibatirira madzimai avaishanda navo vachidananawo nemadzimai zvisingave zviri pamutemo. Saka tiri kuti semadzimai ayewa inguva yekuti madzimai tiindowo pachigaro ibumbiro remutemo wedu unotibvumidza chose kuti semadzimai tine kodzero according to section 56 yebumbiro remutemo wedu kuti tiwanikwewo tichiwana zvigaro zvakafanana nemutungamiri wenyika. Saka zvasina kutorongeka kuti tione tichiona kuti tina vaMnangagwa varivo president, kwozoita vice president vaConstantine Chiwenga, kwozoita ivo vaMohadi. Saka zvavabvisa mizi zvatoita kuti tipiwewo mudzimai anenge ari mutungamiriri wenyika wechitatu kuti zvienderere mberi. Saka semadzimai emuZimbabwe tiri kuti opportunity kana kuti mukana wagadzirisika. Ndokunga makaona the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe vakabudisawo tamba yavo mizuro. Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe ndo bumbiro remadzimai ese muZimbabwe nemadzimai nemapato anoshanda nemadzimai muZimbabwe vane mamembers emaorganizations anosvika think about 250 vachitaura sese tichiuya pachena sevakadzi vemuZimbabwe tichiti aiwaka inguva yekuti tipeiwo vice president wechidzimai. Saka izvi zvakaitika zvakatoitika. Tinotarisira kuti vegender commission ngavaongorore nyaya dzakapomerwa vaMohadi dzavabvisa pachigaro. Commission yegender ndo basa rayo kutiongorora nekutsvakurudza kuti mhosva iri kutaurwa iyi zvakadzuka zvakabuda pazvivhitivhiti ndezvechokwadi here. Kana zviri zvechokwadi, vaMohadi vanenge vachifanira kuonekwa vachiiswa pashamu semushandi wehurumende, nekuti vashandi vehurumende kana vasiri vashandi vehurumende zvavo hapana unobvumidzwa kutora masimba achiita yatinoti pachirungu adzisi kana kusikirira madzimai. Nyaya dzaibuda dzevasikana vechidiki, madzimai echidiki, shuwa tichiona mukweguru uyu achitora madzimai echidiki, zvinhu zvinorwadza kana tikazvitarisa semadzimai. Saka tiri kuti madzimai inguva yedu, madzimai woye. Hashtag female VP, hashtag VP vedu vechidzimai vanosira ava vaMohadi varipo. Saka tiri kuiona uri mukana wakasimba, zvekuti vaMnangagwa vataridzewo kuona kuti vanocherechedza nekuchengetedza mutemo wepumbure redu riri kuti section 56 iri kuti tine mukana wekuenzanisiwa mikana pakati pemadzimai nevarume vasikana nevakomana.
Saka pane zvamati maita here semadzimai uyezve taona yechokwadi Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe tanga takavakoka asi vazoti vane mumwe musangano neiye Gender Commission tanga takakoka amai Virginia Muwanigwa tichida kunzwa divi ravo asi pekupedzisira vanga vati vane mumwe musangano wavainawo. Asi pane matanho here amatora semadzimai kuti chichemo chenyu ichi chinzwikwe kana kuti muri kungoita padandemutande zviri kufamba sei?
Nazo tichitaura pane matanho atorwa kutaura kwatambozviita tsamba yakatoburitswa. Tsamba chidanho rakasimbisisa yatinoti press statement inototaura iri yanga yakatoadreswa kunevo vamunangagwa nevo vese vane masimba kutaurazve isu semadzimai nguva yedu yakwana. Saka ndo danho rekutanga rakasimbisisa rakakoshesesa ratorwa iroro riri pamutemo kuti isusu tidiclare kana kuti tinzwise semadzimai takabudisa tsamba yedu inotorwa nemi vemidia yese muzimbabwe. Ukatarisa izvozvo zvehashtag yedu iri kuenda mberi pasingori padande mutande kete, but tichida kutaura kuti kuuya kwakaita covid mukanyatsoongorora muchaona kuti upenyu hwedu hwese hwave padande mutande. Pane zvakavamo hadhi vabvara vasurutwa nedande mutande sisiimabe, saka tisatsumbo dande mutande rine simba. Zvese zvanga zviri kuitika izve Women's Coalition iyi kuti vamwe hadhi vagozoga, Women's Coalition yakatonyora tsamba kuenda kugender commission. Saka ndinodayira kuti pegender commission sezvo panitori nenyaya yakatoiswa because Women's Coalition isu semadzimai muzimbabwe takatonyora tsamba tikaenda kugender commission kuti ava ngavaongororwe vamwe hadhi ava nyaya dzavari kupomerwa kana dziri dzechokwadi vanofanira kurangwa nemutemo, kana dziri dzechokwadi vanofanira kuonekwa vachionekwa kuti vari kutedzera mutemo tunofamba sei. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvakatorwa nedanho. Saka ndoda kutoti kutoona vachituduruka vamuhadhi ndo imwe yetsamba
Yes,
your line is not very clear at the moment. So I think while we try to sort out the issue of our line, we can go back over to you, Esther.
Yes, I'll go back to Ms. Chingwanangwana. Talking of women's issues, as we've been, before we go back to the Mohati issue, we are looking at the girl child, especially in the rural areas. We have heard that some are falling pregnant, some are leaving schools earlier. What has the impact of COVID-19 done to the children?
The impact of COVID-19 on the girl child in rural areas has been devastating because there has been a very high number of girls who have fallen pregnant during this time. So the closing of schools led to these children having so much time on their hands such that they have fallen prey to people who are abusing them. And you find in an area you have more than 10 to 15 pregnancies. So it's unfortunate that the rural girl child is suffering the most. And now that schools are opening, most children will not be able to go back to school because they've fallen pregnant.
Yeah, is it an issue of lack of access to resources? Like, are they also being lured by people who are in positions of power, or is with the same age group? What have you found out about this issue?
In most rural areas, you'll find that these girls are falling prey to older men because of poverty. They are being lured using money, and because of the situation back home, they are easily lured by these men because they want a better life. So the rural girls are really suffering because they have no other option but to just take whatever is being given to them, and then as a result you find that there's a high rate of cases of pregnancy.
Yes, and we also heard from other places in Matabeleland South that because of the illegal gold panels, some of the young girls fall prey to them. But before we come back to you, we'll get we understand we have a caller. Siyakwamukela ecingweni.
Hello?
Yeah, umbane sixoxa la.
Igama ngubaba uZuma, wemntana uZuma.
Yebo, kuhle ukuxoxa lawo ukhuluma ungapi? Njalo ekhaya uvela nga.
Mina ngivela eplanti ngiseBotswana eHabron.
Oh, kunjani khona ngapha? Kwele Botswana.
Ayi, sengcenga nje lela ngokuthisa kuphela.
Yes, siyathaba ukuthi uphendule isicelo sethu sokuthi nxa ufuna ukwengena kuhlelo uthi inamba zakho zocingo. Yes, siphatha indaba ezijiyeneyo lapho ngakhethe yakho, sikhuluma ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, sikhuluma ngokuvulwa kwezikolo, sikhumbula ngokwenzakeleyo ngomnumzana Mohat.
Ya, hayi, mina ngiphatheke kakhulu ngendaba yesikolo, yabantwana besikolo, hayi.
Mhm.
Abantwana besikolo special abantwana abangamankazana baba le problem engahlala isikhathi eside bengafundi. Kuba le problem unyana ngoba i-freedom iba ningi kakhulu ebantwaneni abangabafazi. So nxa besesikolo sometimes kuba ngcono ngoba baba le freedom enlutshwana babi le freedom enkulu.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because this one just do a few minutes of each because they are waiting.
Yes, And
it's okay, but also call the others. Let
yes, Marv, we can hear you, but we sit in Mnumzana Mate. Umzwile esikhuluma la ecingweni ingcwethi kwezemfundo unkosazana Shingwanangwane sithi ukuthi ngempela sokulabantwana laba bangamantombazana sebezithwele.
Yeah, hey, special learning from umntwana azefake esikolo manje into zangibona ziyahlupha. Uthola kuba le freedom eningi kakhulu. Abanye besesikolo baba le freedom elutshwana kuba ngcono kakhulu. Bayakwanisa ukuthi bethu sebeqalisa ukuhlakaniphe ezintweni lezo sebebe bachova-chova. But sebehlala isikhathi eside bengayo esikolo, hey, kuba nzima ebantwaneni.
Ye, kodwa sesikhangela lakho kuye esikolo, singathi kuyasiza kangako yini njengoba sisizwa ababalisi besithi ababuyeli ngenxa yokuthi iholo labo alengezelelwanga. Sezwa kuthiwa abantwana abanye bayahluleka nje ukubala umutsho owodwa sebeze befika ugrade 7. Sezwa lokuthi abanye bayadluliswa ukuthi baye kuform 1 bengapasanga. Kambe isikolo lapho kuyanceda yini mbe kuya ukuthi umntana akho musa kusiphi isikolo?
Yeah, special ama private ya ngata ngona lezo ze government, government yakithi problem. And abana abacabangela amatisha ngoba amatisha ayophezele yaqhakathe kakhulu. Ukuthi ube ngudokotela uyakudlule kutisha, ukuthi ube yisoch uyakudlule kutisha, ukuthi ube ngumongameli uyakudlule kutisha, but I problem i government yakithi kayicabangela amatisha, bayicabangela bona kuphela.
Mhm. Hayi. Ayisibongile kakhulu kusixhasa kuhlela.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, ubelela ngelihle. Marvelous. There we heard from our callers, Mabonisani Mate. He's in Gaborone, but he comes from Zimbabwe in Plumtree. And he's saying that he's concerned about the girl child. He has been hearing what Ms. Chingwanakwana said, that some are falling pregnant. He also has a girl. He also has a daughter, and he's concerned because she's also supposed to go to school. And he's also pointing out that it's better for those who can take their children to private schools instead of the rural schools. But he's also urging the government to consider teachers because of people who have all the highest the better professions, who are considered to be better earners. They had to go through the teachers. Over to you.
So my apologies on the back office conversation, but I understand I have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi, and you?
Ndiri po shangu tete mazwe makadi.
Ai watiri wadi tukta ora nani uye shemuri kupi?
Na enzi na matanga ndiri ku Cape Town, South Africa.
Ehe, tipewo fungwa zenyu panyaye kusia basa kwa wamo hadi.
Naye kusiya kwababa mahadi basa yakatinakei yakatinipei nekuti tikarangarira kumasure uko mazuva mbobva vamunanga uiziva kuti kwabva pachinhanu hatizi zvinozofamba sei kuti zvichokwadi kuzizana kuchokwadi here kana kuti pane zvavari kuvandira nekuti kuita kwavakaita vakakanganisa kukanganisa vana vanhu kuvashungurudza mukati meofisi imomo
saka tizadzokuzvidza kuti vongo havo kubuda kwavakaita vakabuda zvinhu zvechokwadi kuti vakuda kubuda here pato vane zvavari kuvandira.
Saka imise madzimai munofunga kuti poitwa sei? Ndiani wamungada kuona achigadzwa pachigaro icho chichava muhadha?
Ndinoti tinoda kuti kana vachidzidza vachida kudzidza pachinzvimbo chava muhadhi ngavatsvage futi vanhu vekuzapu vanga vemadzimai, tibuda kuti timboiswa madzimai timbomiriwa madzimai anombotimiririrawo, nekuti tiri kungodzvanyirirwa nemadzimba vakuru varume vari kutungamira ivavo. Tandimbodawo mudzimai wekumadzimu kuzapu kuvatsvage mudzimai angapindawo ipapo.
Pane madzimai amunoziva here amungati dai vadoma ava neava neava?
Mazita avo handivazive zvangu, but ndezvanda ndichingoshuvira dai vaita izvozvo.
Ko panyaya yedenda recovid-19 kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko?
Kuna kwatiri mavhekuri nani zvako, nekuti zvadeo chirwere denda iri radeo randiti vanhu vari kubayiwa, vamwe vari kurambawo kubayiwa, mamadhokta ari kurambawo kubayiwa. Asi inova kuti zvadii zvaasimutambano kuti vanhu vakuendawo kumabasa vakanga vasingaendi kumabasa vakuendawo kumabasa.
Aiwa, tinotenda muve nezuva rakanaka.
Tinotenda tive mavhe maita basa nemiwoo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we were hearing there from one of our callers. She's saying that her wish is that the VP, the position, the one that is vacant now, should be filled by a woman from ZAPU. That's, you know, what she is saying. But I understand we have our guest again, Nyari Mashayamombe. Nyari, I'm not sure if you can hear me.
I can hear you perfectly, Mazi. I've been hearing you all the time.
Thank you. So what is your take on what our caller just said?
Look, there's a long call. There's actually, she's not the only person that has said this. There's a lot of people who are calling. I think, as you know, that we opened this this conversation with the hashtag female VP for the whole nation. And I love the fact that women across Zimbabwe, even abroad, as my sister is in South Africa, is also calling for a female vice president. But also adding to that is a wider and a louder call for a woman from ZAPU. And I think there's been a number of names. I mean, because of my profession, I cannot nominate any. But there is a good call, a loud call. I remember I was talking to Linda Masaira, and she was also saying the same thing, that this seat deserves to go to ZAPU, and then it needs to go to women. So I think there's a wide, wide call for a ZAPU seat. So I think in the spirit of the national unity that we assigned, the unity code, I think, as I said, in the same manner where we are talking about the need to respect gender equality according to the constitution, there are agreements that were done to bring peace to this nation, and they need to be considered in a seat like this. I'm not as politically into political parties as it were, but I tend to amplify the voices of women like my sister, who's just called, like I mentioned Linda, and other people who are also having this conversation online. There is a clear message that the seat should go to that of a woman from ZAPU, or a woman is originally coming from ZAPU. So I think it's an opportunity for the current government to do the right thing, to do the right thing according to the constitution, to do the right thing according to existing peace accords in this country.
Yes, it's interesting that Ms. Mashayamombe is also saying she spoke to other women, including Alinda Masala, who's from a different political party. We also spoke earlier to MDC spokesperson for the women's branch, Barbara Chanyanywa. She also expressed the same views that even though they are MDC and it's a ZANU-PF issue, but they also would like to see a woman being appointed in that position. That was also their view, the women's branch. And before we come back to you, Ms. Mashayamombe, I understand we have a caller on the line. Siyakwamukela icingweni mlaleli wethu.
Yebo mama, njani?
Hayi, siyaphila, ngubani esixoxa la?
Ndawu yikhiphone ePatrick.
Yebo, akuhle ukukhuluma lawe. Mnumzana. Yi, ungaphosa elakho nje lapha besixoxa. Ngenhloko ezijineyo sibe sixoxa ngomnumzana Mahati, sixoxa la nge-COVID, sixoxe langezikolo. Siyabona ukuthi khona ngapho e-Bite Bridge lapho kuphuma khona umnumzana Mohati, uthini ngodaba lo?
Hayi, ngifana ngayo izindaba enjalo. Kodwa sikhulume ngakho kakhulu. Sikhulume ngayo i-COVID.
Okay.
I-COVID. Ubana abantu bagqoka ama-mask. Bengayekeli lokuthi sanitizer, bengayekeli. Izikole bekungafanelanga zivule masinyane. Befanele zivule kumbe ngoJuni. Ngoba kathethi kungayenza ukuthi khona iy'hambo zabo abantwana zibe ziningi, indleko ebazalini. Bathi bahambise abantwana kathethi, baphinde baphendule, baphinde babuyele futhi kuyaba indleko enkulu ebazalini. Ngibona ngani hhayi sekhona kengakutsho kwamanje.
Yebo, hayi ngumuntu nje ochaya amazwi amalutshwana, uchaya amaneye.
Ye, hayi, ngithi ngilo unyenze indawo lapha ngikhaya la.
Hayi kuhle, thank you very much. Mav, there we have our listener, Cape Town from Bybridge. I said, Ms. Mohat is from Bybridge. Are you going to tell us something there? He said, I want to talk about COVID. Of course, he shouldn't have done what he did, but he's saying schools shouldn't have opened earlier. And we see that there's this concern, Marvelous, that from the 22nd, you know, the non-examination classes, the following week it will be Easter. So those who are going to the boarding school, they have to go back home and come back again to school. That would be, you know, transport costs and too much movement and more exposure to the COVID-19. Those are the other concerns we heard from parents. And before we go back, and he's also, Gibson is also encouraging people to continue following the anti-COVID, the COVID guidelines, and he's saying people should sanitize, wash hands, do this and that. And before I go to Ms. Masha Mombe, Ms. Chingwanangwana, what can you say about what the caller just said about schools and Easter?
Yes, it's like I said earlier, the government went on to announce the opening of schools and gave us the dates, but there was no consultation that was done with stakeholders such as unions and parents. So it would have been wise before announcing the dates to actually sit down with all the stakeholders and come up with something that is workable for everyone. Because right now, when we open schools on the 15th, then we close the game for Easter, there will be a lot of disruptions there, a lot of money that is needed for traveling, for teachers and pupils. So I don't know how we're going to work around that.
Yes, thank you very much. You can stay on the line. We'll come back to you. And Ms. Masha Mobe, ungasifakela nje ulimi lesiNdebele ukuthi udaba lolu oluka Mnumzana Mohati lu abasifazana bathini ngalo?
Ngiba rust isizwe kodwa ngizozama. So beyisithi thina omama sithi hayi siyalamukela i-resignation kafumba BP Mohati njengoba iyindaba eba labomama phakathi kusiba lokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama phakathi. So thina njengabomama sithi hayi kuhle ukuthi sewaresigna washiya i-position le njengabomama sithi thina i-position le kumele iphiwe umama, kumele iphiwe u-vice president ongumama. Sethi le hashtag ithiwa hashtag #VP. Sikhuluma nje ukuthi hayi i-constitution yethu itsho ukuthi omama labo baba bayalingana phansi komthetho siyalingana and kumele sithole amalungelo afana nayo. La malungelo afana nayo according to i-constitution yethu. So masikhangele i-constitution yethu i-section 56 isho ukuthi obaba labomama bayalingana. Obaba labomama kumele babe namalungelo asana nazo. So isikhathi sokuthi isikhathi kuba lo GP ongumama ngoku esikuthole masikhangele into kade khona sasibona ukuthi umthungameli no president ya Mnangagwa nobaba vice president uConstantine Chiwenga ubaba then the former vice president former vice president Mohadi wayengubaba. So njoba sokule thula leli ela abakhona ngoba sokulo usukuluzwa kwabomama sithi ukuthi it's an opportunity for umama engene khona lapho. So I think he needs the long kit no mama laba angase Zimbabwe nalaba abaseshare sikhuluma ne-web eliyi-1 sesifuna u-vice president ongumama. Constitution itho njalo okuyisikhathi upresident Mnangagwa esithengisele layo ukuthi uyahlonipha umthetho ukuthi yena laye uphandi komthetho njengomthungameli. I-constitution yethu itho njalo ukuthi akula muntu ophezulu komthetho, akula muntu ophezulu kwe-constitution. I-constitution makule section 56 lamanye ama-sections akhuluma ukuthi kumele kube le-gender equality. Sifuna umama abe ngu-vice president.
Kuyezwakala. Njengalaphana kuseselo nkosikazi Joyce, njengalaphana kuseselo nkosikazi Joyce Mjuru.
Yes. Bengifuna ukutsho ukuthi sisi kukhona ikhona inkulumo ukuthi kumele umama lo abezela kuzaphi sikhangela ama-unit akhode akhona. I think ngike ngatsho njalo ukuthi even amanye ama-leaders abolinda masalila labo banibani batho bayayikhuluma inkulumo leyo ukuthi hhayi kumele sibili kube umama lo ebezela ezaphi.
Yes, siyabonga.
Itho njalo. So I think njengomama lathi siyapay attention ukuthi kukwenzakalani lapho elizwe. I-constitution kumele ikhangelelwe ihlonitshwe ama-unit akhode akhona kumele akhangelwe ahlonitshwe
kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu, sizathi sesibuyela kuwe njalo. Sizwa kuthiwa sithathe silomlaleli kwenzethu ucingo lakhe lungaqumi lapho njengoba bengala amagagasi aqinileyo emaphandleni kumbe ufone ngaphi kwelizwe. Siyakwamukela mlaleli, siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli wethu. Yes, we have a caller. I think he's coming up soon. Maybe you can't hear us now.
No, Hailu had said there's a caller.
Yes, you say, okay, go ahead. Here. Go ahead and speak.
Hello?
Hello? Me or hello?
Hey, Trukuta or Anani, we are Zemuru Kuki.
Na Lucia, na South Africa, Cape Town.
Ehe, aiwa makadi iko Cape Town uko.
Kuso emanganiyo.
Ehe, tipe wofungwa dzenyu panyaya ye denda ire COVID-19 rakamira sei ikoko.
Ah, kuno ko vanhu va kunongo pa vanenge va ngo tedza zvinodiwa izvozvo. Asi vaccine kunyangwe ini ndakanda katora sika kuchoyecho zvekutaurwa haiti pane zvandakazoona izvinezvi vanhu vari kutokurudzirwa kubayiwa uye nesi andoshanda naye andoshandira ari kutondikurudzirwo izvozvo kuti obayiwa ari kutiyeya nadambudziko.
Okay, imi muri kuona sei?
Ha?
Muri kuona sei nhomba iyi?
Tiri kuona izvinezvi zviri korekti.
Aiwa, zvakanaka kunzwa. Uyezve kotombopinda mune zvematongerwo enyika, muri kuona sei zviri kuitika panyaya yava muhadhi?
Handiyatoziva hangu izvozvo.
Aiwa, chitipai mazwi enyu ekupedzisira.
Aiwa, ndinongokurudzira kuti vanhu dai vangopinda mazviri kuguma kubayiwa.
Aiwa, mazwi akanaka chaizvo kunzwa. Muve nezuva rakanaka. Thank you so much. We're hearing there from our guest, Lucia, our call actually, who's in Cape Town. She's saying that, you know, the people that she works for were able to explain to her about the vaccine. Now she's in with the program. She says because she feels more people, the more people that are protected from this virus, the better it is for everybody. So we'd just like to thank, I think it was Lucia, our caller there, who just came in and actually said initially she was very skeptical about taking the COVID-19 vaccine, but now she feels that maybe it's the right way to go. Staff.
Yeah, that's very encouraging news. Ulabo abanga abaloku bethandabuza ukuthi bethole umjovo lo COVID-19. Sesibone abaningi beqhuba bezenza bona umzekeliso ukuthi hayi hamhlabani akula akukho okubi ngalokhu. Sesibone abongameli abaningi besenza lokho. Njalo sizabuyela kuwe Nkosazana Chingwana Ngwana. We've seen that talking of this issue of COVID-19, the low salaries and stuff related to that, what effect does it have on the female teachers too? We see that some are in the rural areas, they don't have enough money. What impact does it have on families if they have other, if the other spouse is in town?
The plight of the female rural teacher has gone unheard for so long. The female rural teacher suffers a lot because you're separated with your family, you're living far away from your family, you're thinking about how you're going to help your children from far away. So it's really difficult to be a female teacher in a rural area because you are worried about finances to begin with, you're not getting enough money, you need to see your family often, you can't do that, and you're also facing challenges of just being a woman generally, living in a community which is so patriarchal. So it's difficult to even in this COVID era, right now we are being told to go back to work. I'm now thinking, how am I going to be helping my own children who are remaining behind in the urban area, and I'm going back to work in a rural area. How am I going to survive there? I don't even have enough money. So it's very difficult.
And in those schools, going back to the girl child, have you ever seen most challenges they face? The issue, for example, of sanitary pads was discussed in the past years, and there seem to be some improvements. We understand the government is supplying some schools. Has this really materialized in most schools, and have you seen the children getting adequate access?
Yes, there are several organizations that are working with schools and providing sanitary ways for girls in rural areas. Though there's still more work to be done, but there's been a significant rise in the number of girls that are getting help from different organizations.
Yes, and what about when it comes to just general issues? Do the girls come to school more, like in primary and secondary, or we still have the cases where they have to do household chores and some get married early and don't come to school? What do you see in the rural areas?
These challenges are still there. We find so many girls are getting married at a young age. Some are falling pregnant at a very young age. And because these communities are not ready to address these issues, most of these issues are just swept under the carpet, and the girl child is just expected to just accept whatever fate befalls her. So you find an example of a girl child who falls pregnant at Form 1, might even fall pregnant again at Form 4, and the community just turns a blind eye, and not much is done to help that girl. And then after school, they just continue with life and nothing. They don't become, they don't materialize into anything in life because the community and the system is just not addressing some of the issues there.
Yes, whilst I'm still waiting for the caller who's just dropped but is coming back, ungasitshela ke ngolimi lesindebele ingxaki eqondana la besifazana abafundisa emaphandleni kanye labantwana abangamantombazana.
Ababalise abangomama abasemaphandleni, abafundisa emaphandleni, baphila nzima ngoba lokho abakukhalelayo kuningi kwedlula lokho okukhalelwa ngobaba, ngoba nxa ngingumama ethawuni ngiphinde ngihambe emsebenzini sengibezivele ukuthi anginamali, imali yamayenelisi, ngithola ngicabanga ukuthi kanti vele ngiza kuhlanganisa njani konke lokhu. Khangele futhi nabantwana abangamankazana abasekoleni semaphandleni bahlangana nenhlupho eziningi, and lapho abahlala khona abantu abakabi abakhangelisisi ukuthi umntwana oyinkazana vele okumhluphayo yini, abakafuni, abakafiki esimeni sokuthi behlale phansi bezame ukulungisisa lokhu, ngoba umntwana oyinkazana vele yaqakathekiswa njengomntwana oyimfana. So uyathola ukuthi umntwana oyinkazana uyazithwala, uyathola ukuthi yabe umnikazi wesisu kuyabe kungumuntu bekuwumuntu omdala. Abantu lokhu indaba yangikhona iphonge ukuvalwa nje, abantu bekhulumisane nje umuntu ekhiphe inkomo ukuthi hayi indala yangikhona ayiphele kunjalo, umntwana lo akasezebe lutho empilweni ngoba akula muntu omncedisayo ukuthi naye azame ukuthisinti.
Yabo-ke siyabonga, ubambe khonapho-ke sithathe umlaleli. Siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Yebo mama.
Yebo mbane, ngixoxa laye.
Umageza.
Yebo ke.
Efumugu.
Hayi kuhle ku.
Yebo mama.
Ye ungaphose lakho lapha besicubungu lokuthiyeneyo ukugoqela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, udaba lukaMnumzana Mohati lodaba lwezikolo.
Ye mina umuntu ezikolo, njengoba izikolo ngibona ukuvulwa kwazo zivulwa kule viki kuzaba lephasika, ngingazi ukuthi iphasika bazayibeka ngaphi, ngoba kuyabe sekuthi ngabe kufika ngami ngabe base bathi temu ekuqaliseni kwenye ithemu ngisenzela lokuthi sibhadaleke phela, bangafunda i-one ukuthi bazabhadala njani.
Manje ngalokhu-ke okunye-ke khona kungabe kumqoka yini ukuthi kule mpahla ezeneleyo yini zokusebenzisa ukuthi imithi le yama-sanitizer lama-masks lani, khona kungaba yingxaki yini kumbe lokho hhayi nje abantu bengakubona?
Vela njengangapha lapha embona khona kungaba yingxaki, ngoba vela ama-sanitizer vela siwabonela ebantwini labanqiya balabantu abavela kobo-South Africa. Abantu abasekhaya vele isikhathi esiningi ayisanitize kuma wona amamaski, ubona abanye befake nje into vele ilembu iqhiye yakho intola umuntu ebophumlomo. So kufunakala sibili uncedo ukuthi ngabe yilolu uhamba phambili, kuqale besike befake izinto ezokuncedisa abantwana kuze kuvulwa kwezikolo.
Yebo ke siyabonga. That's our listener Makeza. He says he wants to talk about schools and he's say worried about the nearness to the Easter holiday and the lack of PPEs. We have a few minutes left and would like to give you an opportunity to say your last remarks, Ms. Chingwana Ngwana.
Maybe before we go to Ms. Chingwana Ngwana, let me just translate what she was saying beforehand. Because I think we have a few minutes left. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva ku vatereri vedu vafona vari kutaura iwo tanzwa mukoma vari kutaura baba vava kutaura panyaya yeCOVID-19. Vachitaura ivo kuti vari kushushikana kuti pari zvino zvikoro zviri kunzi zvivhurwe, asi hapana zvikwanisiro zvakawanda zviri muzvitoro zviri muzvikoro. Tine zvakare munyari kana ari panhu anobva kuAtuz vari kutaurawo nyaya iyoyo kuti ehe varairidzi vanoticha kumaruwa kana kuti vanodzidzisa kumaruwa vanoda kuti vadzokere, asi hakuna zvakare zvikwanisiro pari zvino, uyezve zvikoro izvi zviri kuvhurwa panguva iyo vanhu vakatarisa neEaster kana kuti Pasika. Zvinoreva kuti vana vachadzokera kuchikoro vogozodzoka zvakare kuenda kuholidhay yeEaster vozodzokera, zvinozotora zvakare mari kubabereki COVID-19 star.
Yes, unfortunately we don't have time to give our guest the last words. What do I would like to say thank you to our guest, Ms. Melissa Chingwanangwana of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
I am member of Kenya Life and Identities Media. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye in Washington.
Mina ke ngusithandekile Mhlanganyi sithi asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngolosine oluzayo.